right, on this Tuesday morning, let's head to Washington, D.C. and check in with our senior White House correspondent for Great Television, Mr. John Decker. Good morning, John.
Good morning to you, Pam. Hope you're doing well today, having a great morning so far.
So far, so good. It's been busy, but I'm just excited to hear about your exclusive interview yesterday. Tell me about it.
Well, yes. Yesterday, I spoke with the Ukraine ambassador to the United States, Oksana Markarova, and she has a connection to the U.S. She studied for her master's at Indiana University, so she's a Hoosier, and she was really making the case of the necessity, the urgency for Congress to pass that security aid bill that includes $60 billion in funding for Ukraine. Ukraine is going through a difficult time right now. They are seeing their weaponry and their ammunition depleted in their fight for their survival against Russia's military. As you know, that security aid bill passed the Senate with strong bipartisan support, 70-29, 22 Senate Republicans voted for that legislation, including the leadership, Mitch McConnell and John Thune. And now it really is up to the House Speaker Mike Johnson in terms of whether or not to put that bill on the floor of the House for an up or down vote. Congress right now is on a 2-week break. And yesterday, some news being made that President Biden said he certainly is open to meeting one-on-one, face-to-face with Speaker Johnson in terms of trying to get this legislation across the finish line within the next 2 weeks.
Yeah, do we think that that's gonna actually happen? Do you think that the Republicans are going to relent?
I don't know. It really is a decision by the Speaker alone. And he saw what happened to his predecessor, Kevin McCarthy, when he put legislation on the floor just to keep the government funded. That, of course, passed it with Republican and Democratic support. There are those within the Republican Party that are threatening the same thing to Speaker Johnson, removing him from the speakership if he simply puts this bill on the floor for an up or down vote. And I think that this bill, like the bill to keep the government funded, would pass with strong bipartisan support if Speaker Johnson allowed every member of the House of Representatives to vote for or against it.
And I don't know if this is right or wrong or true, but the situation with Alexei Navalny, that has seemed to put more pressure, you know, on getting help for Ukraine, because the whole thing is connected.
It's connected to Vladimir Putin. You're right, Pam. It really is. And you saw the strong words said by President Biden in regards to how he holds Putin responsible for the death of the Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny. You know, it used to be, think about it, Pam, it used to be there was no debate in Congress, Republican or Democrat, all on the same page, lined up against the Soviet Union, and for whatever reason, doesn't exist anymore. You have people, I sometimes call these people members of the Kremlin caucus, who seem to be siding sometimes with Vladimir Putin against our interest in terms of promoting democracy. And I think that is something all Americans should be focused on, is promoting democracy over the authoritarianism that exists with Vladimir Putin and the way that he runs his country, and wants to spread that not just to Ukraine, but spread it all over Eastern Europe.
Right. And like you say, I mean, I'm not sure where that has come from or why that has happened. But, you know, we've talked about Alexei Navalny for years, you know.
Yeah. And what a brave individual. Think about it. I mean, any one of us in the position that he was in terms of having recovered from an assassination attempt while he was in Germany, and knowing full well that if he returned to his home country of Russia, he would be immediately arrested, imprisoned, and yet he returned. I mean, what bravery, what heroism. And now we see, you know, what Vladimir Putin thinks of that, you know, and just unfortunate. I think that the death of Navalny, I think, does put pressure on certain Republicans to stand, you know, are you with Putin or are you with freedom and democracy, you know? And I think that is really what's at stake here.
Yeah, and another kind of strange thing for us here. Today's the last day to register to vote here in Ohio, and early voting starts tomorrow.
How about that? Yeah, wow. I mean, we forget sometimes. We think it's just a done deal. And, you know, to a certain extent, we know who the front runners are, Biden and Trump. But voting will happen. Voting will happen in South Carolina this coming weekend on Saturday. That's when they have their primary on the Republican side. And then before you know it, Super Tuesday will be here when more than a dozen states will vote to choose their nominee for the Republican nomination. So a lot of focus on those dozen states that will take part on Super Tuesday on March the 5th.
And we still have Nikki Haley hanging around there, right?
There you go. We'll see. We'll see what happens. You know, she's certainly staying in there through South Carolina and vows to stay in there through the end of the process, racking up delegates. And of course, Donald Trump wants to focus on the general election, turn his attention there, but he still needs to wrap up the Republican nomination.
All right. Well, John, we will certainly chat with you tomorrow, and I appreciate all the information.
Oh, thanks a lot, Pam. Have a great day. We'll talk to you then. Bye-bye.